Unit 1. You can buy this one, which is a demonstrator, or we can order one for you and have it here in 6 weeks.
I would prefer a new car, even though the demonstrator is less expensive.
What is a demonstrator? You spend all of your time reading books. How do you expect to be well informed if you never read a newspaper?
It's my opinion that reading the newspaper is a waste of time. A famous man once said that newspapers separate what is important from what is not important, and then print what is not important.
Why should the man read newspapers according to the woman? The revolving accounts also entitles you to unlimited checks and no monthly service charge.
Yes, but I can't maintain the minimum balance.
What does the man think about the revolving account?
If you had signaled your intention to turn a little sooner, this wouldn't have happened.
But I signaled in time. Just look at the mess you've made of my car. You were driving carelessly, and your speed was above the limit. You're the one who's to blame.
What are they talking about?
I've built this up to a point where I'm just beside myself with anxiousness. I've got to get hold of myself.
Would you like a tranquilizer? You appear to need one.
What is the woman feeling? I really can't stand the way Harry dominates the conversation all the time. If he's going to be at the party, I just won't come.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but my wife insists that he come.
Why is Harry being invited to the party?
Now then, Mrs. Charlton, how long has this tooth been giving you trouble?
Well, I had it till last year and was all right until last Sunday. Then it started hurting again.
How long has the woman had the toothache?
This doesn't look at all familiar. We must be lost. We'd better get some directions.
Let's pull in here. While I'm filling the tank, you ask about the directions and get me a soft drink.
Where will the man and woman go for assistance? I have eaten in so many restaurants during the past week that the thought of eating out again makes me weak.
I feel the same way, but there is no way to get out of this appointment.
How do the man's feelings compare with those of the woman? Have Todd and Liza Taylor started a family yet? They've been married for 2 years now.
Todd indicated to me that they'd postpone having children until he gets his law degree.
How do the Taylors feel about children?
Spot dictation. Not everyone wants to go on living at home. On the other hand, not everyone can afford to live on their own. One possible solution, of course, is to share a flat. This kind of arrangement has certain advantages. First, you do not have to do all the housework yourself. And there is a fair chance you will have someone to talk to if you feel lonely. There are some obvious disadvantages, though. As well as having to get on with the other people in the flat, you have to put up with their friends. And if you want to be alone, you will have to retreat to your own room. And although everyone is supposed to help with the housework, there is usually one person who tries to get out of it.
Passage. There is a senseless notion that children grow up and leave home when they're 18. And the truth is far from that, says sociologist Larry Bumpus of the University of Wisconsin. Today, unexpected numbers of young adults are living with their parents. There is a major shift in the class, declares sociologist Alan Schneiberg of Northwestern University, whose son, 19, moved back in after an absence of 8 months. Analysts cite a variety of reasons for this return to the nest. The marriage age is rising, a condition that makes home and its pleasantness particularly attractive to young people. A high divorce rate and a declining marriage rate are sending economically pressed and emotionally hurt survivors back to parental shelters. For some, the expense of an away-from-home college education has become so excessively great that many students now attend local schools. Even after graduation, young people find their wings clipped by skyrocketing housing costs. Living at home, says Knighton, a schoolteacher, continues to give her security and moral support. Her mother agreed. It's ridiculous for the kids to pay all that money for rent. It makes sense for kids to stay at home. But sharing the family home requires adjustments for all. There are the hassles over bathrooms, telephones, and privacy. Some families, however, manage the delicate balancing act. But for others, it proves too difficult. Michelle Del Turco, 24, has been home 3 times and left 3 times. What I considered a social drink, my dad considered an alcohol problem, she explains. He never liked anyone I dated, so I either had to hide away or meet them at friends' houses. Just how long should adult children live with their parents before moving on? Most psychologists feel lengthy homecomings are a mistake. Children struggling to establish separate identities can end up with a sense of inadequacy, defeat, and failure. And aging parents who should be enjoying some financial and personal freedom find themselves stuck with responsibilities. Living with children of any age involves compromise and obligation, factors that can be detrimental to some aspects of well-being. All children, even adult children, require accommodation and create stress. Many agree that brief visits, however, can work beneficially. According to the author, what was there once a trend in the United States? Which of the following does not account for young adults returning through the nest? What is one of the disadvantages of young adults returning to stay with their parents? What does the word hassles in the passage probably mean? According to the passage, what is the best for both parents and children?
Story. A young mother believed that it was very wrong to taste any food when there were so many, to waste any food when there were so many hungry people in the world. One evening, she was giving her small daughter her tea before putting her to bed. First, she gave her a slice of fresh brown bread and butter. But the child said that she did not want it like that. She asked for some jam on her bread as well. Her mother looked at her for a few seconds and then said, "When I was a small girl like you, Lucy, I was always given either bread and butter or bread and jam. But never bread with butter and jam." Lucy looked at her mother for a few moments with pity in her eyes, and then said to her kindly, "Aren't you pleased that you've come to live with us now?"
Unit 2. Let's get a snack when the baseball game is over.
When it's over? I'm dying of hunger now.
What does the man mean? It's too bad you missed class today. Professor Marks outlined the entire fifth chapter. He said most of the exam will come from that.
That means I'll have to do twice as much work for the exam.
How does the man feel about missing the class?
I think I'm coming down with something.
Maybe you'd better see a doctor.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Where can I find some information on this subject?
I'm not sure. Let's look in the catalog.
What does the woman mean?
Could I please borrow a pen from you? Mine has just run out of ink.
I'm afraid I don't have an extra one. Would a pencil do?
How does the man respond to the woman's request?
Who dealt last time? I think it's my turn to shuffle.
I cut the deck last time, so it must be your deal.
What are these people doing?
Joe, do you want to swim at the pool with me today?
Sure, but I can't leave yet. I've lost my room key, and I have to wait for the security guard to let me back into my room.
What's Joe's problem?
Are you ready to check out?
Yes. You pay the bill, and I'll call the desk to have our luggage taken out to the taxi.
Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Tom said he could get some tickets for the game if you are interested.
If I'm interested, I've been trying to get tickets everywhere.
What does the man mean?
Bob is an extremely talented man.
What he needs now is a change of luck.
What does the woman mean?
I want to ask the Smiths to the party. Do you know their address?
No, but I like them to come. I think their friend Alan can give you their address.
What's the woman going to do?
I agreed with your proposal at the meeting this morning. It was a good one.
You should have backed me up then when I needed it.
What does the woman mean?
If that truck parks there, it will block the driveway. I have to back out soon.
I'll ask the driver to park it in the street.
What's the woman concerned about?
You know, even I can do a better job in running the school newspaper than the editor.
Oh, you could you, Tom?
What does the woman think about Tom? Did Henry paint the whole house himself?
He had it painted because he doesn't like to climb a ladder.
Was the house painted? What are you doing with that camera?
Smile. I want a picture of you.
What is the woman going to do? Where can I buy some new tires?
How about the department store?
What does the woman mean? I like to listen to the pronunciation drill on page 7A, please.
Second booth, 12, there. John, put on your earphone.
Where is John? When will you be leaving for the West Coast?
I'm not sure. I won't be able to go now because I just started a new job. I won't get a moment free until my training period is over, which will be at least 2 months.
Why can't the woman go to the West Coast? Do you ever know what Tony is talking about?
Never. He always beats around the bush.
What is the reason they can't understand Tony?
Passage. I belong to that classification of people known as wives. I am a wife. And, not altogether incidentally, I am a mother. Not too long ago, a male friend of mine appeared on the scene, fresh from a divorce. He had one child who is, of course, with his ex-wife. He is obviously looking for another wife. As I thought about him while I was ironing one evening, it suddenly occurred to me that I too would like to have a wife. Why do I want a wife? I would like to go back to school so that I can be economically independent, support myself, and if need be, support those dependent upon me. I want a wife who will work and send me to school. And while I am going to school, I want a wife to take care of my children. I want a wife to keep track of my children's doctor and dentist appointments, and to keep track of mine, too. I want a wife to make sure my children eat properly and are kept clean. I want a wife who will wash my children's clothes and keep them mended. I want a wife who is a good nutrition attendant to my children, who arranges for their schooling, makes sure that they have an adequate social life with their peers, takes them to the park, the zoo, etc. I want a wife who takes care of the children when they are sick, a wife who arranges to be around when the children need special care. Because, of course, I cannot miss classes at school. My wife must arrange to lose time at work and not lose the job. It may mean a small cut in my wife's income, but I guess I can tolerate that. Needless to say, my wife will arrange and pay for the care of the children while she is working. I want a wife who will take care of my physical needs, a wife who will pick up after me. I want a wife who will keep my clothes clean, ironed, mended, replaced when need be, and who will see to it that my personal things are kept in their proper place so that I can find what I need the minute I need it. What is true about the author? As far as the author's present role at home is concerned, how does the author feel like? What can you learn about the author from this passage? In the author's house, who does the most housework? What is the tone applied here in this passage?
Story. A man was telling one of his friends the secret of his contented married life. My wife makes all the small decisions, he explained, and I make all the big ones. So we never interfere in each other's business and never get annoyed with each other. We have no complaints and no arguments. That sounds reasonable, answered his friend sympathetically. And what sort of decisions does your wife make? Well, answered the man, she decides what jobs I apply for, what sort of house we live in, what furniture we have, where we go for holidays, and things like that. His friend was surprised. Oh, he said, and what do you consider important decisions then? Well, answered the man, I decide who should be prime minister, whether we should increase our help to poor countries, what we should do about the atom bomb, and things like that.
Unit 3. Bob, can you tell me what percentage of the United States population is registered to vote?
Off the top of my head, I'm afraid I don't know.
What does Bob mean?
My radio doesn't work.